Continuing with the subject of Tawheed, yesterday we began to look at the stages of Tawheed, and we looked at the first stage, which is Tawheed fil Ibadah, Tawheed in worship. Today we will look at the second stage of Tawheed, which is Tawheed fis Sifat, which is Tawheed in the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The acquiring of the knowledge about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closely related to our knowledge of the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Incidentally, sifat means attributes or qualities. And if we really look at this, the actual attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are three. I know we talk about Asma al-Husna, there's 99 attributes and such, which we will look at. The actual attributes are three. Hay, which is ever-living. Alim, which is all-knowledgeable. And Qadir, which is power over everything. All the other attributes are branches of these three. And in essence, the meaning of sifat is to negate the opposite. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says in his sermon, we are asserting the subutiyah to negate the opposite. So in other words, when I say he is alim, I am saying he is not jahil. Which means when I'm saying he is all knowledge, I'm saying he is not ignorant. Now the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be separated for him. You know, how shall I put this? Well, let's take a human being. If a human being acquired knowledge or didn't acquire knowledge, he would still be the person he was. I would still be who I was if I knew how to cook or I didn't know how to cook. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledge itself. There is no separation from his zat and his sifat. Zat is his essence, sifat is his attributes. And we can only try to understand him through his names. But he is far superior to the names. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam to his companion Hisham said, whoever worships the name without a meaning is covering up the truth. Whoever worships the name and meaning is one who is associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever worships the meaning alone is one who has submitted to Allah. Whatever we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not that. We must therefore think of Allah in terms of his attribute, which are termed as Asma'ul Husna.